Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Daryl Ryder joins us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's up, buddy?
I have no idea what I just walked into.
I don't know what you walked into either.
You walked into an F-Off Friday, Daryl.
Yeah, this is an F-Off Friday. Okay. That is appropriate. I'll ask you, what are your expectations for the Clippers tonight? Is it just close it out, or is there something you want to see before we even get to the end result of this game?
No, I just want to see them close the series out. It'd be nice if they could win a playoff game on the road under J.V. Bickerstaff, because that's something that, frankly, they really don't do. So I'd like to see them close the series out and move on to the semifinal series against the Boston Celtics.
So does winning a playoff game on the road change anything about what you think of the ceiling of this team this year?
No, not really, because I think that they win this series, whether it's tonight or Sunday. And then Boston's going to do to them what I think everyone thinks Boston will do to them. So I think the ceiling is what the ceiling is, and they'll have to take the offseason to try and figure out what they're going to need to get themselves in position to be one of the top four teams in the NBA competing for a championship, because they're in that second tier. You know what I'm saying? They're close, but they're not there yet.
Do you expect to see Jared Allen tonight?
Based on the mood yesterday, I don't. And if he does play, I expect him to be limited severely. He did not practice yesterday. If he plays, he's going to have to wear some rib protection. So that gives you an idea just how much pain Allen is in with those ribs. Bickerstaff told us that it affects everything from breathing to just general motion. So he is certainly in a world of hurt. I could definitely see him try to play, of course, as he goes through warmups and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know how effective he's going to be able to be with that rib injury unless they give him some really, really good stuff so he doesn't feel anything.
Daryl, can they win this series without Jared Allen? And can they – I mean, like, can this team do anything? Like, not just this series, but going forward, if Jared Allen, who's one of your best players, is not healthy?
Yeah, I think they can win without him. We saw it the other night. And it's interesting when – they have no problem playing small when it's four with a big. They play really, really well, Dustin, under those circumstances. So, yeah, they can. Now, is that the ideal scenario? Absolutely not. You'd love to have Jared Allen on the floor. But I do believe they can still win this series if Allen is unable to go.
Would the Cavs have gone small at any point in this series if Jarrett doesn't get hurt?
Probably not. If I'm being honest, well, and the reason why, Nick, is just because of Orlando's size and their length and their athleticism. So, I would venture to say probably not.
It's kind of alarming. I mean, I'm not asking you to respond to that, but I just feel like we've seen enough, you know, like, and I maybe this I'm thinking back to the Ty Lue era of the importance of cycling through different lineups. I don't I think if you look at the Orlando games, you didn't really get to deeper parts of your bench until the games were all the way out of reach. And then if the only reason you went to a small ball lineup, which was wildly successful in game five, was one guy got hurt, that screams that the rotations are still a problem for JB Bickerstaff.
Well, I mean, Marcus Morris Sr. was phenomenal in game five. You got 12 points from him off the bench. You know, Tristan Thompson actually saw floor time. He gave you a little over 8 minutes there. You know, I understand what you're saying about going deep in the bench, but it's the old habit that a lot of these coaches have come playoffs. They try and keep their rotations as tight as possible. 8, maybe, you know, 9, possibly. But that's really, I mean, it's not just a JB thing. It's an NBA thing. They like having tight rotations. And I really liked what they got from Morris the other night. I thought he was tremendous. George Niang's been really disappointing in this series. He was a player that they brought in not just for physicality, but for perimeter shooting. And let's be honest about it, he can't throw it in the ocean standing on the beach in this particular series for whatever reason. So it would be nice if he gets back on the floor again tonight, if he can hit a couple from deep to, you know, give him a shot in the arm. But, I think you're going to see, if no Jared Allen tonight, you're going to see a very similar rotation to what you saw in game five.
I think what's wild about what you're saying is, because this is not me, I don't want to make it seem like I'm arguing with you. I think it's wild that a year ago, JB Bickerstaff let everybody in the media know so then the media could report on this or have this opinion that he only played 7 to 8 guys because he didn't have enough talent. And now it's, I only played 7 to 8 guys because tight rotations.
Well, I mean, let's be honest about it, Nick. Last year, that was legit.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you could be 10 or 11 deep this year.
Yeah, I mean, the bench last year was trash. Let's be honest about it. I mean, they got absolutely nothing from their bench in the playoffs last year, whereas this year they are getting a bench contribution. And I'm not trying to argue with you either, but this is something I want to say it was like 3 or 4 weeks before the season ended. And this was during the whole, you know, Donovan Mitchell bouncing in and out of the lineup because of his injury. and the questions kept coming up about, can you get your rotation set for the playoffs when you've got these guys bouncing in and out of lineup? Is there enough time on the calendar for you to be able to do that? And even going up into that last week of the season prior to the regular season wrapping up, you know, Bickerstaff kept saying, yeah, we feel pretty good. We know what we're going to do. We know what combinations we are going to use and what we feel is going to work for us and things like that. And to your point, let's be honest about it. It does feel like there have been a few moments where there's some, let's throw some stuff against the wall and see if we can get something to stick just based on the circumstances that we are handed.
Did you see the multiple issues with Patrick Beverley last night?
I did.
What do you think? Do you think he deserves to be punished for either? And what do you think would be the punishment that fits the crime?
Well, first of all, he's going to have plenty of time to do his podcast now because his season is over. I think that he needs to have a visit with the commissioner's office. Number one, you don't throw basketballs at fans. That should just, I mean, the fact that we even have to remind people that you don't do things like that, that's number one. And then obviously the way he conducted himself in the locker room after was just absolutely disgraceful in my view, and beyond unprofessional. And it's not about players, because this is something that I saw on social media today that really bothered me. It's not about the media being entitled to anything. That's part of his job. Media obligations are part of being a professional athlete and part of that job. And as an aside, the woman that he was just grossly rude to Melinda Adams. She is one of the kindest, most professional people in our business. And for him to treat her in that manner, and it's not just her, just anyone, but especially someone like her, is just beyond ridiculous. And my understanding, based on some of the stuff that I've read on social media, is this is not the first time he has pulled a stunt like this. It just so happens to be this is the one that went viral, and shame on the Milwaukee Bucks organization for allowing that type of behavior to take place. And it kind of reminds me back in the days when Kenny Britt was here with the Browns, and just what a unpleasant human being he was, an unprofessional person he was in the locker room. So, you know, those people are in that room to do a job. They're not there to get autographs and take selfies and stuff like that. And, you know, as a player, you do have media obligations. So this isn't that players owe anything. It's, you know, media is part of the job of being a professional athlete.
You seem more fired up about how he treated a reporter than him throwing a basketball repeatedly into the stands.
Well, they're one and the same. I mean, this guy has a reputation, and it's not that I'm more fired up for one or the other. You know, you just think he'd have some common sense that you don't throw stuff into the crowd. I mean, that's how really awful things happen. He probably should be suspended next year to start the season. Those are two very egregious things, because that bench situation could have gotten ugly in a hurry had those fans responded.
Daryl Ryder is with us on the hotline. What did I say?
Daryl Wider.
Daryl Wider. No, I'm just killing myself.
Yeah.
Daryl, let's be serious.
So Wider Wong on social media.
Daryl, if JB Bickerstaff somehow finds a way to win the series with the Cavaliers, is he back next year, or could he still be gone?
I don't think it's 100% that he's back if they win the series.
Daryl Ryder with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, you missed a little bit of a Donnybrook here, fella, as earlier
in
the show.
Did you not like that question, Daryl?
Oh, no. That's the answer.
Okay. it was just such a short answer. I wasn't sure if you were like, if there's something going on there.
No. Oh, no. Pretty self-evident, right? I mean,
you did butcher his name. Like, you butchered his name three times.
For like 13 years.
I've known him longer, and I don't butcher the man's name.
Congratulations.
Daryl, did you shorten up the answer just a little bit? Because he really disrespected you by mispronouncing your name three times.
You are really trying to dig in here, aren't you? You're trying to jam me up.
I am trying to jam you up. I'm having a lot of fun, quite frankly. Daryl, we got to
jam yourself.
I have, and I will again.
Daryl Wider with us.
Daryl, we got into a Donnybrook earlier in the show about Elijah Moore, and it stems from the comments by, I can't remember the slap ass from the Steelers, saying that the special teams coach has talked about putting Justin Fields back as a kick returner in the new allotment, kind of tongue-in-cheek there. And so this brought up the question, should the Browns give Elijah Moore the opportunity to return kicks? Does that idea seem valid to you?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think that the new kickoff realignment is going to spur a tremendous amount of creativity in the NFL. And that's throwbacks across the field. I think that we're going to see a lot of explosive returns this year. I don't know what it's going to look like. I'll be honest with you. I don't think the Cleveland Browns know what it's going to look like. And I don't think a lot of teams around the NFL ultimately know what this thing is going to look like. And a portion of this spring program is going to be just kind of figuring it out and playing with stuff. And even into training camp, I can see that teams around the league playing with combinations and things like that. But I really feel like that this new alignment potentially could turn into one of the more exciting plays in the game. I think we could have a lot of touchdowns scored off kickoffs this year. I really do. I'm looking forward to it.
Daryl, the Guardians back at home, little home cooking against the god-awful Angels. I've taunted you every time they've won about our burger bet.
And you are looking to lower that magic number significantly this weekend, aren't you?
I need it because I'm starting to sweat a little bit over here, and it's not just the pre-diabetic lifestyle I got going on. Are you starting to feel a little bit better about that bet, given the way the Guardians have played? Given the results of the last three series?
No, Stephen Vogt mentioned this a couple of minutes ago when we were downstairs. He said, those four games prior to last night's game, it was as if they had played four playoff games in a row. And so last night, that was understandably a little bit of a letdown, if you will, emotionally, and then obviously with the play on the field. But I have a feeling, like you, the Guardians have a chance to get really fat this weekend and lower your burger, teasers, milkshake magic number by 2 or 3.
That was the smoothest fat joke you've ever had about me. Like, the way you delivered it is like the Guardians have a chance, like you, to get fat this weekend. That was, like, I'm proud of you. I can't even be mad about that. That was, like, that was your Mona Lisa. Put that in the Louvre.
It took every ounce of me to say it with a straight face, too.
Daryl, Tristan McKenzie, he pitched really well in his last start. Gavin Williams is resuming throwing here. Is there reason to believe that we could be inching closer and closer to the rotational nightmares subsiding here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think so. And then obviously today they had to make a tough move, designating Tyler Beattie for assignment, and Vogt talked about how tough of a move that was for him because Tyler's a former teammate of him as well. They bring up Peter Strzelecki from AAA Columbus. I mean, so tonight's Tanner Bibee, tomorrow night Ben Lively, and then Carlos Carrasco on the bump for the guards to wrap up this series. But yeah, it does feel like that it might be getting closer and closer to that rotation getting healthier and becoming whole once again. And if that happens, I think that that's going to take some pressure off this bullpen, which has been taxed here in recent weeks with innings.
Daryl, enjoy the game. Before we let you go, though, I do want to ask you for an official Game 6 prediction, which we can weaponize you again for next week if you're wrong.
Well, I originally said that the Cavs were going to win the series in six. So if they win tonight, I'm correct. I think we're back for Game 7. So if it goes to Game 7, I'm going to be correct. So either way, I win, Nick.
Wait. How can you be correct about – you're using two different predictions. That is disingenuous. That's not how we do predictions unless, like, Anthony Lima does predictions like that.
And where do you think I learned it from?
I can't remember. Did you say the Cavs are going to win tonight?
I think we're back for Game 7.
Oh, okay. All right. Daryl hates the Cavs. Just kidding.
I don't hate the Cavs. I will say this. I think it's going to be a much more – like, it's not hard to do based on the first two games in Orlando in this series, but I think tonight's going to be a real competitive game. But I think the Magic win a tight one.
Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl Ryder joining us in that last segment and saying that he does think Elijah Moore, kick returner, makes a lot of sense. I don't know how using your third wide receiver as kick returner is creative. I would say creative is going to be on like the play design, maybe some trick plays. But, yeah, I just disagree.
Okay, you're wrong.
No. See, because I'm not saying you're wrong.
You disagree. I say you're wrong.
Okay, and then the whole point is I disagreed with you earlier.
Okay,
so then, but see, I'm not saying you're wrong because I'm classy.
I think even though you start to maybe realize that you're wrong, you're not going to admit it.
No, I think everybody in this town, I think this town more than anyone, gets down on players and just dogs players. I think it's the most fashionable thing to dog Elijah Moore and say, well, we got to see value of him somehow. I don't give a damn about his kick return value. I just don't. The value I care about is, can you be a consistent, productive receiver the way you were the final six games of the year, where you averaged something like 45 to 47 yards per game? Like, that's what I want to see out of him. Okay, I don't want him wasting time doing anything other than that.
If back in the day, years ago, if the Vikings wanted to use Percy Harvin in a number of ways other than just receiver, you would think that that was just because they wanted to see value out of him?
Well, no, that's who he was. That's who he was as a player. He was a gadget player coming out of college.
But we don't know that Elijah Moore's not capable. Obviously, they saw something in training camp last year that made them think that he could do it.
And what did they see in the first six games of the year where the guy was 25% less productive than he was when he was just a wide receiver? Like, if you look at the numbers, his first eight games versus his last seven games last year, he averaged 34 yards per game in the first eight games, and that's because of, like, a good performance, and he averaged 47 yards per game in the final seven games.
Do you attribute that to quarterback at all?
No, usage.
I mean, we saw other players play well with the other quarterbacks.
Well, no, and honestly, I think it's a fair rebuttal, but the problem is that he wasn't used as a wide receiver in those moments.
You want to talk about David Njoku's numbers first half, second half?
Listen, if you want to say Amari or Njoku, it's fair when it comes to the difference between their numbers with Deshaun and or DTR or P.J. Walker versus Joe. It's totally fair. We never got a chance to see Elijah with Deshaun because every single thing was some trick play. I think that's your definitive answer. Can he do anything other than be a wide receiver? I think you got your answer last year. You disagree?
I want him. No, I don't think he got the answer last year. First off, I think this guy, for all of his talent and speed, I would like to, like, what, Keith, and you can jump in on this because you're with me. What?
Because you agree?
No.
What a D move.
No, because he
let's gang up on this.
Let me clarify.
Keith, watch out for me.
I already have have ADD bad enough, and then you play.
Go ahead, I'll back you up. Go ahead.
What if he becomes like Devin Hester? Like, what if his niche is to be a returner?
I back Dustin up on this. The reason I mentioned that he has a year left in his contract is only because, like, what if we get past this year and you didn't feel like you maximized the opportunity to see what he has in other parts of his game that could help you down the road?
Okay,
what if he shows you that he could be a good returner as well as a receiver? That may change your mind in whether you want to sign him or not.
What's more likely at this point, that Elijah Moore, who's never been a consistent kick returner in the NFL, who in usage at every other spot of him in the NFL has not worked out while getting some usage as a wide receiver. What is more likely? That guy becomes Devin Hester, or that guy becomes Tyreek Hill?
I don't think that makes a difference in him being a better receiver.
Well, my point is...
He's going to be the receiver he is no matter what. I don't think that makes any
impact. No, I think
there's
a lot of factors that factor into wide receiver production, including quarterbacks, including system.
Why would...
In terms of the space on the field, this is a guy who is best when you get him the ball in space. You're not going to get him a ball in space in this new kick returning thing. Like, unless
that's absolutely what this is.
That's no.
Yes, it is, because the defenders cannot move until the ball is kicked.
Yeah, but correct. Are the defenders not? Was it 30 yards
actually
closer?
Until the ball lands. So they are like 10 yards apart, and they cannot do it until the ball lands. So he's already going to have the ball before any defender can move.
Are those defenders 30 yards closer than they would have been last year
with no running head start? So he already has an advantage because he has speed.
I don't think that's the advantage you think it is. Well listen,
it is,
and honestly,
that's why they made the rule.
Even if it is, and it, what do you think is more likely right now? Do you think Elijah Moore is more likely to live up to his potential in wide receiver, which we've seen on an NFL field, or something we haven't seen
we
him
have
consistently
seen his
do?
Potential on an NFL field?
Yeah, I mean, he's got, what is it, 3 straight years where he's averaged 600 yards receiving? Like, that is, I mean, I know that, guys, I know he's not.
Okay, if he gives you 600 yards receiving and he's not a return threat at all, you don't use him as a returner, are you signing that guy back?
I don't know.
I think that's a no.
Well, I don't know what the contract is, because everybody assumes, oh, you're going to re-sign him? Well, I'm not going to re-sign him for full freight. But if I can get him for a deal and I don't feel like any of the young guys can replace him, yeah. And also, why did he only have 600 yards? Did he only play 10 games, which is one of the reasons he only had like 500 yards one of the years? Like, I think we're skimping out on the context, because right now it's just easy to use the guy as a whammy bar, and I don't know we should. Like, do I know the kid's going to be definitively a good wide receiver? No, but I don't want to muddy the waters. They did that last year. And there's nothing I've seen of this dude that suggests he could be an elite kick returner. And even if he's a functional kick returner, I can farm out functional kick returner to a lot of dudes who don't have the upside of being an explosive playmaker in the pass game. That's why guys like Jakeem Grant have jobs. This guy was, I'm not trying to like nail the guy, but that's why Nyheim Hines has a job. Like, I'm cool with that injury risk for guys who are limited, one-dimensional, whatever you want to call it. I'm not cool with a wide receiver who could give you big plays this year, and just because he didn't do it last year, which there's a multitude of reasons, doesn't mean he won't do it this year. It doesn't mean he will do it, but the point is, I'm not willing to hedge. I'm not willing to try and get something more out of him so we can say he's not a slap ass. I want to see this dude play wide receiver for a full year. And he didn't do that last year, and I do think their usage got into his head, and I don't think it helped him. This year, give the kid a chance to be a wide receiver and just a wide receiver. Because for some dudes, multitasking, doing multiple things, it's not what their strength is. 216-474-0092. We are talking about Elijah Moore. And admittedly, I'm getting just the crap kicked out of me.
With his take?
No. I'm actually defending it better than both of you are. But the poll is up right now at 923, the fan on Twitter. With the new kickoff rules this season, should the Browns give Elijah Moore the opportunity to return kicks? 74%. I'm winning. I'm gaining ground. I've gained like 10%
of ground.
Doesn't
matter how you're doing the debates, Nick. You're not getting the votes.
224. Great. Not going to make a political joke right now. But 74% of people saying yes, they should trot him out, or at least try him out at kick returns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.